The annual Pride Fest parade will take place this Saturday in Anchorage. As KSKA's Len Anderson discovered, this year's participants can expect a friendlier reception than their predecessors did at the city's first Gay Pride March.
Doug Frank is this year's Pride Fest parade marshal. Instead of a new car, he's asked for an older model so he can attach his plastic pink flamingo as a hood ornament. As he anticipates Saturday morning's parade, he says, "You've got to have fun after all." That wasn't the case when Frank was one of a handful of participants in the first gay lesbian Anchorage parade of July 1978.
Back then, as one person just in being interviewed said, it wasn't a celebration, it really was a statement of survival because your job and possibly even your life was at stake and possibly where you lived was at stake.
Frank points to a 3-decades-old edition of Gay Alaska. On the cover, marchers are carrying a banner saying, "We're proud to be gay, but afraid of job discrimination." Frank made the banner, and he's carrying one side, but you wouldn't know who it was if he didn't identify himself.
I was working in the oil industry at the time, and I was afraid of job discrimination, and I have a bag over my head. But I look back now from this vantage point of many, many, many years, and I go, oh my word, if I saw those people walking down the street, I'd be frightened.
Frank says his vantage point came about with the discovery of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender peers, lifelong self-examination and acceptance, plus a loving and largely accepting family. That's not to say fears of discrimination were misplaced. Frank pulls out an Anchorage Daily News front page from 1986. Pictured are a group of gay pride marchers. This time, only one person is hiding his identity.
The transformation has taken place. Everyone has smiles on. This is the beginning in this era of where there is a celebration, where people are no longer afraid to come out and tell the truth.
But there could be consequences.
Raymond Jorgensen off to the left, after this picture appeared, he went back to work, and they had a ritual at the office that you'd sign a birthday card to everyone in the office. One person, having seen this picture, wrote some very derogatory things about him being openly gay. What they decided to do is no longer have birthday cards, and they put him in a back office completely isolated and separate from everyone else.
Ironically, anti-gay situations arose that expanded the celebration into portions of the community at large. In 2001, then-Mayor George Wirch ordered an exhibit at the Lusac Library showing gay family life taken down. A court decision restored it. The censorship attempt produced considerable community reaction. Frank says that year the parade drew 2,000 to 3,000 people.
I think that it was a turning point also, in that it was not just gays and lesbians that were showing up, it was many, many allies in the community.
As Doug Frank goes through his memorabilia showing the history of Pride Fest and Anchorage's gay community, it appears when Saturday's parade begins at 11 o'clock, Frank will indeed be celebrating his personal pride, but also his pride in social advances made and those yet to be. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.